World Soccer Talk Radio here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You know, it's amazing. If I want to call into question the happenings of Major League Soccer off the field, break down some issues with the structure of the league, and talk about things like promotion, relegation, and single entity models, and capitalism and socialism, and all that good stuff, I get labeled a Euro snob. I'm a MLS hating Euro snob. But then if I want to just watch a match in the MLS Cup playoffs, I'm labeled spineless. I'm a spineless pushover who is not in tune with the rest of the world. And I don't understand how promotion relegation works. And I have no interest in advancing the structure of American soccer from the ground up. I'm a spineless pushover interested in Bush League MLS. So again, if I call for promotion, relegation, and breakdown flaws of Major League Soccer, I am a quote-unquote Euro snob. And then if I watch the playoffs and enjoy a nice deep penalty kick shootout between Portland and Kansas City, or enjoy Jermaine Jones running and wanting to rip the head off of Mark Geiger, if I watch the Galaxy get taken out of the playoffs in the first round, and I just even slightly enjoy all of these things, I'm a spineless pushover. Oh my goodness, I think I'll just have a cup of tea. Hey, tea? Tea? You kidding me? Tea? Coffee? Whiskey? Beer? This is America, Euro snob. Oh my goodness, it is so nice to be here with you in this Friday edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. We were going to have a show dedicated to the Crazy Gang and talking all about Wimbledon. We're going to be pushing that show back a little ways, so be on the lookout for the Wimbledon Spectacular as we discuss the brilliance of Vinnie Jones here in the near future on World Soccer Talk Radio. But instead, today, all of you Manchester United fans are in luck, and all you fans of neuroscience are also in luck. That's right, my favorite neuroscientist of all, Nipun Chopra, is going to be with us on the other side of the break, previewing the weekend and talking all about the Red Devils. Wayne Rooney to the bench. We'll see. Back after this, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
See the world's best matches live, wherever you are, with Fox Soccer to Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak laminate flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak laminate for $2.29, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
It's the Yellow Tag event, and now is the time to find your ultimate adventure. Whether you're hitting the trails with a Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, the open road on a Can-Am Spyder, or carving snow on a Ski-Doo snowmobile, you can turn up the excitement for any season with our industry-leading performance and technology. Hurry into your local dealer by October 31st and save up to $3,000 on select 2015 models and get up to a three-year warranty. Restrictions may apply. See your dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
They're out there. Gunk, corrosion, and wear. Relentlessly preying on engines. But new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline provides unbeatable protection from gunk and corrosion and superior protection against wear for the best total engine protection you can get. Stay ahead of engine threats with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline today.
You're listening to World Soccer Talk Radio with your host, Nate Abarea, on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Pretty good.
Pretty damn good, that's
We're the Manchester United fan club from Ohio. You know, I said Vinny Jones was going to be, you know, featured in the show next week as we talk all about the crazy gang, but Vinny, as crafty as ever, finds his way immediately into the show. My name is Nate Abarea. You're listening to World Soccer Talk Radio. Leave us a review on iTunes, if you would. Really does help us out and get involved in the Twitter sphere at NateWST with the love mail and all that hate mail that you guys have been sending so much of over the last couple of days. I love it. I enjoy it. I embrace it. Send it all to me at NateWST and get it all of us at World Soccer Talk. My favorite neuroscientist in the whole entire world is with us here in this Friday edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. Nipun Chopra, how you holding up, my man?
Back, I have to ask you, though, how does it feel to be so hated because you're such an MLS shill?
I love when I get labeled an MLS hater as someone who was there for the first season, watching the San Jose Clash at Spartan Stadium as a little kid, as someone who has traveled with teams, traveled with the San Jose Ultras for games 400 miles away from my home. I love being labeled an MLS hater. And then as someone who has had Stefan Szymanski on this show and has talked all about the structural flaws of Major League Soccer and the horrible nature of a single entity structure, then these promotion and relegation folks label me an MLS shill. I enjoy it oh so much. Nipun, if I'm getting hated from both sides, I must be doing something right, correct?
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. I love that start of your show yesterday with Declan. I love that little jab you had to those crazy, crazy, crazy pro-rel people who, as you said, kind of destroy the conversation, the importance of that conversation by being so overboard.
Nipun, I've been on that topic since I was, again, I go back to being a little kid and being raised around expat Brits and even my Mexican familia who would talk about the road and the pathway that a team could take, even in the promotion relegation structure of Mexico. So it's like, I've been on this forever. I've been pleading for this forever. And it feels like it's developed all this momentum of late. And there's this, again, I talk about this sort of like pseudo militancy within it, the keyboard warrior mentality. When people have actually been talking about this for a long, long time. I mean, touch on that. Before we get into Manchester United here, you're walking into an interesting subject, and I want to get your thoughts on this. Because you're around the lower leagues of American soccer, and you're on the pulse of that stuff, and you're in touch with fans of teams outside of Major League Soccer. How do fans outside of Major League Soccer who have aspirations to get to a higher level, who would most likely fully embrace promotion relegation, how do they feel about the ways that some people go about it on social media?
There's definitely an element of almost humor about it. When I talk to people here who are involved with the NASL, and you know, people who are involved with the Brickyard Battalion, which is our local fan club here for Indy 11, there's definitely the same names that you guys mention and make fun of and get tweeted at. I favorited a few tweets directed your way and Karthik's way. Those same people receive a lot of amusement from all of us because they pretend like they are our voices, but they're really not our voices. They don't represent, you know, people who support the NASL or USL because they are extremists and people who don't understand that to have any conversation there has to be nuance. There's no point in having extremist views and So we look at them with a great deal of amusement.
Nipun, are you for promotion relegation in American soccer? Yes or no?
Unequivocally.
I'm going to agree with that. I, right here on World Soccer Talk Radio, will tell you again, this is not the first time I've said this, I am in full support of promotion and relegation. Now, Nipun, have you ever watched a Major League Soccer match?
I have. Oh,
my God, you hypocrite. You spineless pushover hypocrite.
I know. I really shouldn't have a conversation because I actually watched MLS, and you know, I'm a Euro snob because I love the Premier League. So there are all these labels that we get. Whereas, I tweeted this a little while ago, that soccer, you know, we are the underdog. Soccer supporters in this country are the underdogs. We have to face the same old crap from football supporters who call it a girly sport and use ridiculous misnomers and ridiculous denigration of this wonderful sport. And girly sport, by the way, is not denigration because, as President Obama said a few days ago, playing like a girl should be something of a source of pride. So there are all these people who want soccer to go away. And we, that's NASL, MLS, USL supporters, Premier League supporters, whoever you support, should be together in this fight. We shouldn't be dividing ourselves into these little pockets because we are the underdog when it comes to looking at soccer as a whole in this country.
And Nipun, that's how I've looked at it my whole life. And a lot of people have issues with the word project. But when you hear words like the American Soccer Project and advancing as a whole, it is so unique in the vast seas of world soccer of how we actually have to structure ourselves and how we have to look at this thing from a broad perspective and look at it going, hey, from the tip of northern Maine to Southern California and everywhere in between and around the world for that matter with the U.S. player pool and everything that goes with it, we have to advance together as Americans. Now, that's always been my mindset, and I wonder, when did this whole gang mentality thing really pop up? Is social media to blame or to credit, depending on how you feel about all of it?
I think you're right about it. I think it's social media. I was just amused. Well, actually, this is not a question of me. I was disgusted by this one person who I will not name on Twitter who essentially wrote almost the equivalent of death threats towards Karthik about his stance on NASL. It was absolutely disgusting, and I reported to Twitter. Karthik is too much of a pragmatist and too stable, I guess, or too comfortable to have done it on his own. And it's disgusting. And I think it is a direct contribution of these people who were in the shadows, and Twitter has given them a voice to yell at, I don't know, 30, 40 followers that they have and essentially retweet stuff and just make fun of people and denigrate them for absolutely no reason.
But again, going back to it on a soccer level, I mean, this gang mentality within American soccer fans. And I go back to the joke that I just threw out there, you know, a few minutes ago of, my God, are you for promotion relegation? But hey, if you watched an MLS match, then you're a complete hypocrite. You're out of your mind. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Why can't we just go back to how it was maybe before Twitter existed and before Facebook and all these other social media platforms existed, when we were able to just enjoy soccer and try to advance American soccer as a whole? I mean, am I just a dreamer? Can it go back to that?
I think that's a great question. I don't have a clear answer to that, except to say that it is the responsibility of people like you and World Soccer Talk and people who have nuanced opinions to give and share those nuanced opinions and to make sure that you either ignore or, you know, in some cases, highlight the people who want this to be an extremist conversation. So I don't know if it will go back to that way, but that's the only way I see it happening, is that people who have an important voice in the conversation are sharing that voice and not letting all these crazies get all the attention.
Hey, and let me make it abundantly clear, talk about hypocrisy on this show. I always promote the Twitter sphere. I love getting involved with the listeners. I say, send me the hate mail. Obviously, within reason, I would not want you sending me death threats and some of that BS that our good friend Carter Krishnayer had to deal with recently and that so many other friends of mine and colleagues of mine have had to deal with. So what you're walking people out there on Twitter realize that there is a limit to what I'm talking about here. But at the same time, I want to be involved with all of this. Send me your opinions, but just realize that I am someone who fully stands behind something like promotion relegation. And I would love for the masses, the average American sports mind, the average American soccer mind, to understand the importance of it, to understand how it relates to the rest of the footballing world. Before you send out some of this pseudo-militant jargon that some of you seem to really enjoy, think about what you're actually doing for your cause and the people that you are actually driving away from your cause and from your efforts when you take that pseudo-militant mentality and act as a keyboard warrior and push things into people's faces. You're not actually doing anything to help your cause, a cause that, again, I will say as we head to break, I fully support and I fully stand behind. Think about your message and think about how you are conveying that message. It's quite important. It's called politics. World Soccer Talk Radio, back after this on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We will be talking Manchester United, I swear.
The world's best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer to Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more, anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
They're out there. Gunk, corrosion, and wear. Relentlessly preying on engines. But new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline provides unbeatable protection from gunk and corrosion. And superior protection against wear. For the best total engine protection you can get. Stay ahead of engine threats with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline today.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Halo Oak laminate flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Halo Oak laminate for $2.29. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
It's the Yellow Tag event, and now is the time to find your ultimate adventure. Whether you're hitting the trails with a Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, the open road on a Can-Am Spyder, or carving snow on a Ski-Doo snowmobile, you can turn up the excitement for any season with our industry-leading performance and technology. Hurry into your local dealer by October 31st and save up to $3,000 on select 2015 models and get up to a 3-year warranty. Restrictions may apply. See your dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
You're listening to World Soccer Talk Radio with your host, Nadab Barea, on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Aguero! I swear you'll never see anything like this ever again!
World Soccer Talk Radio, back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abaurea, joined by my good friend and my favorite neuroscientist in the whole world, Nipun Chopra. Nipun, it is time to talk about your beloved Red Devils of Manchester United and a great little story coming out featuring one of your all-time favorite players, a man by the name of Paul Scholes. I want to read some of Scholes' recent quotes regarding a man that we love to talk about on this show, Louis van Gaal. Talking to BBC Radio Manchester, Paul Scholes said that there is a lack of creativity and risk in this current Manchester United team, and it all stems down from Louis van Gaal. It's a team now that you wouldn't want to play against because they're tightly organized, Scholes said, but it seems that he, van Gaal, does not want players to beat men, and it's probably not a team that I would have enjoyed playing in. And he goes on to talk all about the lack of risk-taking in this Manchester United team, saying, I was at the Derby on Sunday, and Rooney's movement was brilliant. But when he's playing in that team, there's no one prepared to pass to him. I think after 20 minutes, you'd be tearing your hair out. Okay, that's why Wayne Rooney's going through his third hair transplant surgery, clearly. I'm going to throw it right to you, Nipun. What do you think about these comments from Paul Scholes?
I'm on board with everything he said, except for the part where he said Rooney's movement was terrific. Other than that, I think he's hit the nail on the head. It's something that people who watch United closely, analyze every game, such as myself and people who are way better at analyzing games than myself, have been saying for over a year now. This is not a new conversation. We've been saying that players, especially wingers in Louis van Gaal's system, are not allowed the freedom that they were under Sir Alex, for example. And it's kind of disappointing to watch because I think it's a direct contributor to why Di Maria failed in under van Gaal last season. When Scholes talks about the fact that he himself wouldn't have liked to play under van Gaal, I think there's a delicious irony there because van Gaal would have loved to have Paul Scholes because there's never been, in the last 20 years, there's not been a player who keeps possession better than Paul Scholes did. So, but what Scholes gets at, he loves the old Man United way of playing where you play a 4-4-2 or you play a 4-2-3-1. And you have wingers who are, their sole purpose is try to get past the fullback. In Van Gaal's system, Nate, the sole purpose of the winger is to make sure that the ball gets past the fullback, and then if they manage to get there, that's terrific. So I completely agree with Scholes in that sense.
Well, I know exactly what you're saying in terms of getting past the fullback and getting something into the middle. I mean, old school English football of a winger blasts down the line and gets something into the box and sets it up for names that Paul Scholes went on to mention in this tirade to BBC Radio. The likes of Ruud van Nistelrooy, Andy Cole, Dwight York, Teddy Sheringham. I played with some brilliant center forwards in my day, Scholes, he said, and I don't think any of them could play in this team with this system. You don't get crosses into the box or midfielders looking for runs. I mean, I don't want to say over the top because I agree with a lot of what he's saying, but the notion that Ruud van Nistelrooy, Andy Cole, Dwight York, or Teddy Sheringham would not be able to play in an LVG system. What do you think of that?
I think he's right. Again, I mean, think back to Van Nistelrooy. His first season, he scored 30, 35 goals, I want to say. Out of them, if I remember correctly, 15 directly were Beckham crosses. I can think a few from Veron through the middle. I can think from Giggs from the left. Scholes played sometimes off the left and behind Van Nistelrooy in that season. So without that, the contribution of those midfielders sending in the crosses, giving him the ball 2 feet, Van Nistelrooy wouldn't have scored all those goals. I can think of one goal, Nate, where Van Nistelrooy took the ball from midfield and scored. That was against Fulham. It's one of Van Nistelrooy's best ever goals, and it's worth YouTubing if you haven't already. He scored a hat-trick in that game. But in general, he thrived on the delivery. So I cannot see Van Nistelrooy thriving in the system. Dwight York, Andy Cole, same thing. Teddy Sheringham essentially did nothing unless the ball was played to feed to him. So there's absolutely truth to what Scholte said. Of course, there might be a little bit of exaggeration in there, but I'd say that 95% of what he said is true.
Nipun, are you, myself, Paul Scholes, and a few other folks around the world, are we just primitive? Do we just love, you know, booting the ball high in the air and getting it to the box, getting it up to a big lug up front, cross, 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 get to the byline, cross, cross, cross? Are we primitive minds that don't want to see beautiful soccer? Or where's the middle ground here? We talk about middle ground so much in this show.
Yeah.
I mean, is it one way or the other?
Well, here's the nuance of that. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. What Van Gaal said in his defense when he responded to Scholte's comments is that there's been improvement. Last season, we had 13 points from 10 games. This season, we have 20 or 21, whatever. And that's true. There has been improvement. We are keeping possession. But the operational definition is subjective, right? It depends on how you define good football. How do you define improvement? Now, if you define improvement as holding the ball, then Manchester United under Van Gaal is better than Manchester United under Sir Alex. Because I don't remember us posting 70% possession under Sir Alex. But if you define good football and improvement as creating chances, then there's been no improvement. So that's
well,
the middle ground.
That might be the understatement of the week right there. 210 minutes at Old Trafford without a goal, going back to the derby against City and the Capital One knockout clash against Middlesbrough, where Burrow ended up beating United on penalties. Still some investigation, by the way, into the laser incident, the alleged laser incident, Wayne Rooney being blinded by a laser from the Middlesbrough away section. I'm sure we'll hear much more about that from the FA as the days progress. But talk about chance creation, Nipun. 210 minutes at home. The great Red Devils have not scored a goal, and they haven't really come close.
No, they didn't. Yesterday on my ULF podcast, we had Robbie Musto on. Robbie played for Middlesbrough for 12 years, so he was the perfect guest to come on and chat with us. And he highlighted the fact that we discussed that they had, in the first half, there was absolutely no chance creation. It took the substitution on of Fellaini to get some balls into the box, some long balls into the box, for a little amount of time for there to be any chance creation. So when Van Gaal says that, when Van Gaal believes that this system, the possession-heavy system, is what is going to take us forward, it might get us a top four, but without creating those chances, Nate, I don't see it. And let me finish this point with this this observation. Look at the two games you mentioned, right? One was against City, and one can argue that City played defensively, and there's truth to that. They played very defensively, more than I've seen City play in a long time, and eked out the draw, and United kind of struggled to create chances. Fair enough. I agree with Van Gaal. Middlesbrough, on the other hand, came out, and for the first 60 minutes, they worked their butt off to create chances and could have had two or three goals. So Van Gaal cannot sit behind his favorite excuse, which is that teams are coming out and playing two banks of four and making sure United don't get any space, because the space was there. We didn't make enough of those chances, or make enough chances to take advantage of that.
What do you think about this final quote here? The hardest thing to coach is scoring goals and creativity. We got 90 seconds before we got to head to break. What do you make of that line?
Well, that also is true. But you know what the easiest thing to coach is, Nate? To beat that creativity out by telling players like Memphis Depay, by telling players like Di Maria, by telling players like Ashley Young or Valencia or whoever it is, that, hey, you are not going to... Januzaj, perfect example. You do not take a wing back on because I want you to retain possession. So while it is true to, it's really hard to teach creativity, it's really easy to beat that creativity out, and that's what Van Gaal has done with United's wingers.
Oh my goodness, Nipun, it's amazing how much what you just said ties back to something with the U.S. national team that I've talked about on the show quite a bit. We had a great discussion a few months ago with Eric Winalda and a number of other former U.S. men's national team players on the show, and it was regarding a player like DeAndre Yedlin, and who has all this blazing pace and this potential to beat defenders 1v1, but he's told by not just one particular coach, but he's been told by a number of coaches here in recent years, hey, possession, possession, possession. No, don't you take that defender on, you're risking losing the ball. When really, in my opinion, with a young player like DeAndre Yedlin, and I go back to the world-class players that you just named, Napoon, the way I like to see soccer played is, hey, Ashley, you got the ball. Hey, Angel, you got the ball, and you've got a defender in front of you, take him on. And if you lose it four times, take him on that fifth time, because you're going to beat him. Have that confidence. Have the cojones. You got the skill. Do it up. Blaze past him. And then you know what? Get to the byline and get across into the box. World Soccer Talk Radio, back after this on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
When I die in the name of gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down to die, going up to the spirit in the sky. Going up to the spirit in the sky. That's where I'm gonna go when I die.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to take football to a whole new level. Put the excitement back in the game and put your money where your mouth is. Real Vegas odds and incredible player props make MyBookie your best bet this season. Did the game already go off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live betting on all your favorite sporting events. Create your account today. Right now, the baseball playoffs are in full swing. Don't just watch the game, be a part of it. It's time to get off the sidelines and start winning today. We guarantee fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. MyBookie is the best website for all of your wagering needs. Call now at 844-900-BETS. Enter promo code USA. That's USA. And receive a 100% bonus. That's 844-900-2387. Or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
...40,000 Liverpool fans inside here hold their breath. Hundreds of thousands hold their breath on Merseyside. It's Xabi Alonso for 3-3, it's saved! And Alonso follows it in! It's wonderful!
You're listening to World Soccer Talk Radio with your host, Nada Barea, on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I still remember when Dida went down to his right and goal for Milan on that famous night in Istanbul. Talk about the ultimate mind, you know what, I was going to use a four-letter word right there that I'd get in big trouble. But the ultimate mind, you know what? The ultimate heart-throbbing moment where my heart sunk. My heart sunk down into the gut, and then Alonso flies in and hammers home his own penalty miss to tie the Champions League final up at 3. And then the heart shot back up and like all the way through my skull and out up into the ceiling. What a time that was. And hey, Xabi Alonso, he says he'd be open to coming back to Anfield. Would you, as a Liverpool fan out there listening to the show, how would you feel about that? Would you want Xabi Alonso back? He's always had a soft spot for Liverpool since he's left. He comes back to watch games when he has the night off, whether he's in Madrid or Munich. And he says he loves Jurgen Klopp. He says he's a big fan of Jurgen Klopp. Would Xabi Alonso be a player that you would like to see come back to Anfield? There's the question of the day for all of you Liverpool fans out there. Get at me on Twitter at NateWST and get at all of us at World Soccer Talk. Klopp mania. We talk so much about it. He finally won a match. It was in the Capital One Cup at home against Bournemouth. He's also tied 3 matches as the manager of Liverpool Football Club. And now the normal one faces this special one. This Saturday, mouthwatering clash. It's Chelsea. It's Liverpool. It's live from Stamford Bridge. And to add even more excitement to the drama. That's right. Adding excitement to the drama. I would like to personally invite you to join Liverpool fans Chris and Paul from the most popular LFC YouTube channel, The Red Men TV. They'll bring you their live audio during the game only on Rabble.tv. 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Red Men TV taking you through the Blues and the Reds on Rabble.tv. You can get the Rabble cast through your desktop, your iOS, Android app, or your mobile browser and interact with the good lads from the Red Men TV by posting your questions or observations in the comment section. Create your own broadcast. Call one of your team's games. It's easy. It's free. It's Rabble. And again, join the Red Men TV this Sunday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time on Rabble.tv, where it's your team and your call. Join the Rabolution. Rabble. TV. Huge thanks to them for their continued support of this very show. Nipun Chopra is with yours truly, Nate Abarea, here in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. We're going to jump back to something that's really in your area of expertise, Nipun, as a neuroscientist and as a passionate fan of the world's game. We're going to talk about concussions in soccer and other potential post-career damages that can come from the game. But I got to ask you, haven't talked to you since Liverpool hired Jurgen Klopp. Are you on board with all this Klopp mania, Nipun?
I mean, it's a little overblown, obviously. Mate.
Just a little bit, just a little bit.
Yeah, but it's understandable, right? After Rodgers left, if you had ended up with an Avram Grant, you wouldn't be seeing this. So with Klopp, he's a passionate guy. I mean, it's a little overblown, but it's understandable at the same time.
So, Nipun, new research has come out from a couple of different organizations linking severe injuries to mental illness, severe soccer injuries to mental illness. What new things have you learned about these new findings, and what are your thoughts on how this is going to be accepted by the soccer world and by the soccer hierarchy now that we're talking about things that are – We're talking about more than just concussions now in this regard.
Right, yeah. So the gentleman who led this study, Dr. Vincent Gutierrez, I interviewed him for ULF about 3 weeks ago, and we discussed in great detail the details of this study as well as the overarching implications of it. And here's the gist. I hope I'm not oversimplifying things or being too abstruse. So here's the gist of what he said. He said this study showed that mental health in retired soccer footballers, soccer players, whatever, is a very important consideration, number one. It's not being dealt with by the powers that be, number two. FIFPro, which is the organization that represents players, and you had Andrew Arsari on, I know, a few maybe days or weeks ago talking about some of this. FIFPro has a set of recommendations based on the study and others they've performed. And number four, none of these have been adopted by FIFA. So the problem is that, yes, mental health issues are rampant in retired football players. And FIFA has, just like NFL did for the longest time, just has a hand-waving, okay, it's something we'll get around to, or just completely ignoring these issues for now.
What's it going to take to get some sort of momentum going and have, whether it's FIFA, whether it's a few national federations stepping up to be the ones to really be groundbreaking and jump fully into the waters of consciousness here? What's it going to take for that to start happening and for high-level organizations to buy into these things, these studies that are based in, you know, fact?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And again, I have to kind of paraphrase what Vincent said because, you know, he really is at the forefront of this work. So I recommend your listeners follow him on Twitter and, you know, you can ask him all of these questions yourself. But this is what he said to that question. Essentially, there are three parties at play here. There's obviously FIFA and the FAs. There's FIFA. The number two are the regional organizations, FAs of various countries. And the third party are the players themselves. The problem he sees is there's such a stigma against mental health issues, regardless of what the source of them is that at all three levels, there's been a lack of understanding, including the players themselves, who are living in this overly macho culture in the sport, who do not understand that things like depression, things like anxiety, alcoholism, addiction, are things they are probably going to have to deal with in the future. And there's been a very poor response from all three parties involved in this conversation. So to answer your question, there has to be an improvement at all three levels.
Could we see with the increased dialogue in concussion protocol and across the sporting map? I want to actually expand this to other brands of football and whether it's in here in America in college in the NFL or in various other countries with rugby and in Australia with Aussie rules football and tying it back to the game that we talk about on this show. There has been an incredibly increased dialogue on concussions, but it can't stop there. When are we going to see real implementations of concussion protocol in matches? I go back to the Women's World Cup, Napoon, where there was an incident that just made me shake my head and almost start, you know, laughing in disbelief at what happened during the USA-Germany semifinal back in the Women's World Cup. Yeah. There have been a number of instances in the Premier League and in Major League Soccer over the last calendar year where you think, okay, here's the time where the player is finally going to be taken off the field and what's going to be done is going to be the right thing. My God, go back to the World Cup final in 2014 in Brazil between Germany and Argentina, one of the most egregious incidents of a player playing on with a nasty concussion. Who's going to be the first league? Who's going to be the first organization to step up and take a stand and do what's right for players' health in regards specifically to concussions? And we'll get back to the other aspects of all this here in a minute.
Yeah, so I think the incident you're referring to in the Women's World Cup was the Tobin Heat incident. As you hinted at, Hugo Lloris last year, also during the World Cup, other incidents. So two-part question, and I'll give you two answers here. So the easy part for me is I know MLS will be the first one to make any sort of progress when it comes to concussion protocol. Simply because there's more of an understanding because of the NFL about the long-term repercussions of both concussion as well as subconcussive injuries, which is something we can get into if you like. But so it will be MLS, and slowly it will trickle into other leagues. I think the FA are notoriously slow with things like this, and I think they will be one of the last to adopt the protocol. What I do want to add to that, Nate, is the protocol itself is clearly defined by FIFPro, but it is not adopted because of a few key factors, and I want to highlight them. First of all, there need to be more independent doctors that are not on the payroll of the club that can make independent decisions without worrying whether they're going to get paid the next day or fired in the case of Eva Canero, if they make decisions that might negatively affect the performance of the player on the pitch. So there have to be independent doctors who assess whether a player is concussed. And secondly, I really like one thing that I want to highlight that FIFPro recommends, is that one of the things clubs worry about, Nate, is when players are going through on the sideline and being assessed for concussion, is that the team is a player down. What I really like FIFA Pro's recommendation there is that for a concussion-related injury, if you are being assessed, you're allowed to bring on a temporary substitute for that amount of time, because so that the club, first of all, are not down a player. Number two, the doctors aren't under immense pressure to assess whether someone is concussed within 30, 45 seconds, which is impossible. And number three, I think for the players themselves, they will feel less of a pressure to be forced to be back on if they knew that their team wasn't a player down. So I think that is the first thing that needs to be adopted.
Nipun, post-traumatic stress disorder is something that has become a part of the common man's vocabulary in recent years, and that relates to a lot more than just military. It is a term that is applicable in so many areas, and I tie it back to sports here and what we're talking about with soccer. And there's a lot of people who refuse to accept a term like post-traumatic stress disorder, and this is just my opinion. They point to, or they don't point, they basically just subconsciously utilize their over machismo attitude to just brush aside any of that stuff. That, oh yeah, someone who broke their leg 8 years ago and they're depressed about it now. Oh, give me a break. Oh, they lost a few thousand dollars. Oh, give me a break. And it's this sort of, again, You addressed this here a minute ago. It's this overly machismo attitude that I think restricts the ability for something to be totally in the mass fan consciousness of something like a player suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder in the years after his playing career, especially if his playing career was cut short by a horrible injury, be it concussions, be it a leg break, be it an ACL tear, whatever it may be. Final question on this, Nipun, and this is one that I wish we had a lot more than just 2 minutes to work with, but what's it going to take to tackle and rid ourselves of that overly machismo way of thinking?
Oof, that's a tough one. I think we started the conversation, Nate, with social media and the negatives of social media. I think this is an area that social media has done well in generating consciousness about people who suffer from PTSD or depression or anxiety or whatever mental health illness that was previously considered to be just, oh, why don't you just deal with it on your own, or he'll get over it, which are very naive outlooks on these things. So I think social media has done a good thing here. Education is another one. I think people like Vincent Gutabaj doing these studies. Let's not forget that 10 years ago, nobody was doing these studies, and nobody really cared that this was an issue with soccer. It took the suicide of, unfortunate suicide of Gary Speed to even start talking about depression in soccer. So it's an unfortunate thing that it takes an occasion like that to really bring this conversation to the forefront. So education, social media, and then more research. I think there has to be continues to be more research. The studies that I've read are far, far from well controlled, and are far too premature right now to make overarching statements. So I think those three ways, just from the top of my head.
Yeah, and let's remember out there, compassion does not make you a wuss. Compassion makes you a human being with understanding of your common man, whether he is a soccer player or a dude working at the grocery store. Have some compassion for your fellow human beings. Nipun, what are your plans for this weekend, soccer-wise?
Oh, tonight I'm just about to leave work, just finish some experiments before I start talking to you. I'm going to go do a live podcast with my Indy 11 crew. And then wake up tomorrow, watch some soccer, enjoy some Halloween with some friends. I'm really looking forward to a weekend full of soccer and hanging out with some friends. What about you?
Last question for you. What are you dressing up as?
I haven't decided yet. Last year I dressed up as Black Swan, and my mom was not happy about that, which you saw on Facebook. So this time I think I might... I'm sure it'll be something that makes people uncomfortable. I just don't know yet what it is.
There we go. We'll look out for pictures of it on Instagram and Twitter. World Soccer Talk Radio heading to break. Thanks again to Nipun Chopra for joining us, my favorite neuroscientist in the whole world. And he asked me what I'm going to be doing this weekend. I'm going to be watching Liverpool beat Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. We're back after this to close this thing out. World Soccer Talk Radio.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
What a week it has been here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Thank you so much for being a part of it. I spoke to you on Monday. I was in San Diego. Spoke to you Tuesday and Wednesday from Los Angeles. Spoke to you yesterday and today from right here in Santa Barbara, California. Be heading up to Paso Robles tomorrow, then up to Santa Cruz, then San Francisco, then Chico, then Redding. We're meandering up north, a northbound trail being blazed. My name is Nate Abarea. Huge thank you to Maridi Marungi, John Nicholson, Ewan McTeer, Greg Lalas, Declan Hill, and Nipun Chopra for being a part of a very special week here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Thanks to the producer and the gaffer, Chris Harris. Signing off. Bye for now.